Now, you must make note that this is a maturity class.
Yes, sir.
And only a remnant of the body of Christ going to receive this. And so we're trying to pour out some things on you that will cause you to mature, because you need maturity in this time, because it's a mean time. And there are some things you're going to have to know. Amen?
Amen.
I'll pray in a moment. Thank God for what He's going to reveal, the Holy Spirit going to reveal to us. Lord, we thank you tonight as we gather around your word. We're aiming to mature in the spirit and take our place as co-laborers with you. So help every person who has made the effort to do things extra to know more about you. May the Holy Spirit reveal to us you in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We talk to you about maturing in the mysteries, plural, of God-given favor. We talk to you about that. There's a mystery of favor written in the Bible, and it denotes this. Understand the mystery of living in satisfied favor, or having the secrets of living in satisfied favor. Have you ever read about satisfied favor in the Bible? Oh, it's in there. Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. It's in there. My. Deuteronomy 33:23 and Naphtali, he and Naphtali, satisfied with favor. Underline that. Satisfied. Underline that in your Bible. Satisfied. You see it?
Yes,
satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord. Possessed thou the west and the south. You see, when you understand favor, when you understand the works of favor, you become full with the blessings of God, and then you begin to possess more. No, y'all ain't hearing me. See, so favor. Now, favor, I want you to hear this and hear it clear. Favor actually is a threefold cord. The Bible talks about a threefold cord is not easily broken. Here's what you have to understand about favor. First of all, favor is the finished work of Christ. It's already there.
Amen.
All the favor that God wants you to have is already deposited in your name.
Amen.
So you are not a people trying to get favor. You have to understand, you are people of favor. In other words, if you would write down a little note, a epistle to yourself, or prophesy to yourself, favor belong to me. Now, understand, the Bible talks about favor. He give you favor with God and man. Once you begin to function in supernatural favor, natural favor has no choice. You didn't get it. See, once you understand that you have the right and ability to operate in supernatural favor because you're a child of God and because of the finished work of Christ, men and women of all walks of life, even heathen, will give you favor. See, you do supernatural favor, and because you do supernatural favor, natural favor will come too. All right? The finished work of Christ, and then in the finished work of Christ is the favor of God. So in the finished work, the favor came. The third thing is you have to learn how to apply your faith for favor. So you got the finished work of Christ, right?
Yes, sir.
That's when he died on the cross and paid for everything, right?
Yes, sir.
And then that produced the favor of God. Another word is called grace. It's already finished. You see, and the reason you have to apply your faith, that notice in Ephesians 1:3, it's a done deal. Favor's in that verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Favor is a spiritual blessing.
Amen.
In the finished work of Christ, and it belonged to you, and you're not going to live your full life like God wants you to live it without favor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Matter of fact, I'll go this far to tell you and show you in the scripture. Faith can't work without favor. Ephesians 2:8.
Uh-huh.
Romans 4:16.
Yeah.
Romans 5:1-2.
Yes,
faith has no foundation without favor.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You see that in Ephesians 2:8? For by favor,
yes, sir.
Are you saved? You didn't do nothing for it. What would we say? For by grace are you saved? Well, how? Through faith. Grace don't work without faith. Favor don't work without faith. And faith don't work without favor.
Yes,
there has to be something that we can take for the operating faith.
Yes.
There has to be some ownership for you to be the operating faith. There has to be something already carried out for you to operate in favor. For by grace are you saved through faith. And look what it says, and that's not of yourself. What it is? A gift of God. Say it, a gift of God. Favor is a gift of God, but you have to have faith to take it because there's an enemy trying to fool you that it don't exist.
Yes, sir.
If you would operate in grace and faith as you should, you'll have favor all the time. See it? Now, what the other scripture I gave you? Who wrote them down? Roman what? 4 what? 16. Turn to it. The word grace and favor are interchangeable. We're talking about, write this down, prearranged favor. We're talking about favor that is already paid for. How many believers I got in the house? All right. Here's what I hear the Spirit say. You have been programmed for favor. The enemy don't want you to know it. He's a blocker. He's trying to block it. But you're programmed for favor. And we're going to find a scripture tonight that's going to be shocking to you about favor. As the Holy Spirit, I was meditating on it. It's going to be shocking. Therefore, it is a faith that it might, notice faith and grace running together.
To the end the promise might be sure to all to see, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. But notice grace in that. Now look in Romans 5, quickly, 5, 1 and 2. Romans 5, 1 and 2. See, you'll see again the working of faith and favor together, or faith and grace together. It make it easier when you know it's already yours. So things supposed to happen to you out of the ordinary. Amen. What happened, the church got out of wax and the church looked normal. Amen. You know, we got to hustle like everybody else. No. You got some things that God have already set up for you that you can walk into them, and the natural person can't walk into them. Yeah. You and a heathen shouldn't look alike. Let me show you this, because anybody, you'll be able to catch a hold of this as we are, well, God has called us to his favor. We're called to a revelation of favor and how to increasingly receive favor that is already yours to partake of. I'll give it again. Because the scripture going to knock you out of the scripture we're going to. You've probably never seen it. You're called to a revelation of favor and how to increasingly receive favor. Hello?
Amen.
That is already yours to partake of. How many got that now? You see, that's the Lord and reveal me, that's when you come to a setting like this, you have to hear, you have to see, you have to understand. Wait a minute, I added to it. You have to understand. Let me get a hold of where I put it at. You have to understand. You have to hear. You see. You have to understand. You have to. I don't know why I wrote it down. You hear, see, understand, believe, apply, receive, and share. Yeah, can you say it again, Reverend? I don't know. I wrote it on a piece of paper. But the Lord told me, see, first you got, we're talking about in the spirit realm. We're talking about in a non-mundane substance.
Yes, sir.
Non-intellectual substance.
Yes, sir.
That the Holy Ghost revealed to you. The scripture, that the only way the scripture is going to do you good, if they reveal to you. A man can't receive nothing from heaven unless he give it to him.
Amen.
All right. So now, when you come to a class or you come to teaching of the word, you have to be able to hear in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
See in another dimension and understand. Then you believe. Then you apply. Then you receive. Then you share. That's the way God designed for this to happen for you. Now, you will have to know the mysteries of favor to mature in favor. See, favor is not sitting on the shelf. Not this type of favor.
Yes, sir.
This type of favor is designed to be seen and not seen.
Yes, sir.
And where I want to mature you, I never heard of a maturing favor class. So y'all take me for granted sometimes. I study, come out here and y'all just say, well, yeah, amen, amen. No. You read a book and find a maturing favor class. See, and so the Lord wanted me in the finished way,
yes,
then the favor,
yes,
then your faith,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
Now, let me show you something. Call to a revelation of favor and how to increasingly receive favor that is already yours to partake of. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch this scripture, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. Watch this. Watch this. I was shocked myself, to tell you the truth. Lord, I said, Lord, I've read this scripture many times. He said, yeah, my favor all up here now.
Wow.
I said, what? He says, yes, yes. Now, we're talking about, let me use a word, revelatory favor.
Uh-huh.
Favor, yeah, reveal. Favor that comes by revelation. Spiritual favor. Come on, class.
Yes.
You got to mature. Spiritual favor is nothing impossible to the favor of God. All right? Now, I have to show you how to receive that favor. If you don't turn it right now, that favor will pass you right by. Because naturally, the favor of God can't be received. The favor of God for you is courted. And if you don't know how to break the cord, your favor pass you right by and you're still in the stench that you was in, what favor came to get you out. There are some places you in tonight, you watching, some places you in tonight you shouldn't be. But I'm here on behalf of the Father to show you how to dial to that favor that was supposed to take you out of that. Wave your hand at me if you're listening. See, maturing mean material. Maturing mean manifestation. Maturing mean blessing that you would have never seen had not you matured. There are favors that have been helped. I'm going to give you a word. You see, the Holy Ghost is not just, let me see where I put this at. You listen very carefully. You had Matthew 11, let's hold that. The enemy game plan, I got this in prayer. The enemy game plan is to abort maturity and has breed ignorance in the body of Christ so that he may rule in certain areas.
Amen.
Yeah. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Today, the birth of revelation, manifestation, and demonstration must come forth.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
To correct the many years of weakness that the church has gone through at large. Many years. We've been through many years of weakness because Jesus said in John 19:30, it is finished and we're asking for it. Instead of making a demand on it. You see what I'm saying? It's already done. All right. Now there's a remnant getting ready to rule in God's government, in spiritual laws again, like the early church did in the book of Acts. You listening? Listen. Picking back up the partnership of being a co-labor with God.
Amen.
In other words, you start acting like God.
Yeah.
Start saying things, demanding things, everything start happening.
Yeah.
You know, church folk get scared of you when that start happening.
Yeah.
Your whole spirit, soul, and body must be available. And you ask him to help you with this one. Because he's still helping me. But he says, I'm sprinkling pepper in your soul.
Hallelujah.
You know, and I know pepper give in food, it give food a little kick, you know. Some people like their food real hot with pepper. It make you come alive. Pepper hits you. Wow, you say, give me some water. Yeah, we need some pepper in our soul. I never heard that before. We say that, you know. Now, in Matthew 11, I used to read the 28th and the 30th verse all the time as a Baptist boy. And some years ago, God told me, said, no, read the 27th verse. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now, so he's talking about revelation here. So anything that comes from God must come by revelation. I think it's Matthew 3:27 says, man can't receive nothing from heaven unless it be given to him of God. All right, now, it might not be the right verse, but it's close. Now, by revelation, then Jesus said in the verse 28 verse, now, here's what he told me. The body of Christ, you as an individual, as a Christian, has to stop living by labor.
Yes, sir.
The Lord didn't die to give you no labor. He died to give you favor. And in these verses, it's a switch from labor to favor. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'm going to give you something beside labor. I hear the Spirit of God says, if you can take it, from this night forward, you will wear the yoke of favor. You receive? Ooh! You receive that? You will wear the yoke of favor. Everywhere you go, favor is going to be announced when you walk in. That's powerful, man. That's powerful. Y'all ain't hollering enough for that. Jesus Christ. He said, take my yoke upon you. You think his yoke is a yoke of favor? You think what he's switching from? He's switching from hard labor. Look what he said. Look what it's in his word. It's right there in the text. You're switching tonight. I'm switching. Tell somebody I'm switching. I'm not going to be hustling and bustling with this thing no more. See, I'm getting there. I'm in this favor yoke. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Look, now notice what it says. You maybe see it. Notice what it says. Because I got to show you how to receive favor, too. All right. I'm going to show you how to receive it. Because favor make impossible things possible. Listen, favor is the switch for your next level. May I cry out? Sweatless. No struggle. My yoke is what? Easy. My burdens are what? These are favor voices. These are showing you how to switch from labor and hard tasks to just walking freely. At the name of Jesus, every problem must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You have to know that. But in order to carry that out, you have to know you're yoked up. In order to do that, you're going to have to mature. Take my yoke and what? Learn of me. Stop going to Sunday school. Stop believing the same thing. You was on this 7 years ago. I'm ready for you to go up higher. I didn't die for you to stay on that level.
I'm going to another level. Favor is a level jumper. Easy. Say easy. Say easy. No, say easy. And that's what favor is all about. Jesus said it so clear here. Now when you get to understanding what, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you a rest. Now if favor is nothing else, it's rest. Yeah, yeah. See, when you understand the substance of favor, and when you understand the ability of the Spirit, you rest. Because that hearing and seeing and understanding was nowhere in this world I'm talking about. Yes, see, when the Bible said 1 Corinthians 2, 9, eyes have not seen, we see we're going to the other end. Tenth voice, but the Spirit revealed. Yes, so favor, we're talking about reveal favor. Yes, sir. Now, I don't know how to say this. Somebody in here stuck. The Lord said, I'm pulling you out. I mean, you've been stuck in that spot too long. And you've come to a class where God said, I'm pulling you out. And I'm going to put my rope of favor around your neck and pull you out so you know I got you out. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
You will not be stuck on the same level no more in your life. We've been on this mountain too long. It's time for something to happen. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet, you'll prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. I'm not just up here talking. We're jumping levels up in here. There are some levels you're going to, you're not going to stop at because you've been on that level too long. You're going up. Woo, Lord have mercy. Got level jumpers up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. So I pronounce the spirit of favor on you from this night forward. Everywhere and everybody you come around going to want to give you favor, because now you're going to wear a special favor anointing on your life. You receive that? And we're not talking about no waiting favor. We're talking about starting right now. Right here, right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right here, right now. Favor fall on this house right now. Things gonna start happening right now. Things that what? Oh, man, things. Right now. Right, say right now. Everybody in this house is pregnant with favor. And the 9 months are up.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm glad to see you. You're glad to see me. I'm glad to see you. You're glad to see me. Yes, sir. God's speaking to us. Learn. See, look what he said. Sit down. The favor anointing have hit this place. I can sense it. I can sense it. Some things you've been laboring about, you won't have to labor about it anymore. Yes, sir. I receive. The devil, that's $1,000. The devil will never misspell favor in your life again. He misspelled it by writing down labor. He will never in your life again, if you follow by faith, he will never misspell favor in your life again. And favor come in disguise. Sometimes your greatest attack is God setting you up for favor. Don't panic. There are people tonight under my voice going through something and they're laboring, but you don't have to worry about it. God has permitted the enemy to do something and he set you up for some favor. I'm not talking to up in here. Tap somebody next to you and tell you we've been on this mountain too long. It's time for your life to move. I dare you cry this out. I dare you cry this out. Fresh favor.
That
is right there. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come on, sit down. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke. Now, we're going to call this yoke, right in your Bible, we call this a favor yoke. You ever heard that before?
No,
this is a favor yoke. Take my favor yoke upon you. And learn of me. Learn how to function in favor. Learn how to flow in favor. If I'm meek and lowly in heart, you should find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. See, that's that favor. Now, help me, Holy Ghost. Now, go to Luke chapter 1. Because favor sometimes is so dynamic that if you're not operating in faith, you're going to get worried. God's favor will overwhelm you until nothing but faith can accept it. Intellectually, you're going to start trembling, you're going to start worrying. How did this happen? But you got to step off in the spirit world because sometimes favor has come to some of you all, some of us, and we have let it pass by. You got to get beyond the statement, too good to be true. And nothing too good to be true. I'll say a statement to throw you. A favor statement. Too much is not enough. That's shocking, isn't it? Too much is not enough. Because the Lord don't know no too much. All the Lord knows is more. More than enough. Oh my goodness. So when we walk in this revelation of favor, and I'm going over to Luke 1. I'm not trying to just tell a Christmas story. I thank God that Jesus was born, and it's the major thing. But I want you to see something here that the Holy Spirit showed me this afternoon. Mm-hmm. He showed me this. Let's see now, when he was dealing with Mary here, he don't make me preach, boy. In the 28th verse of that first chapter, I'm not going to read the whole story, but I just want you to see the favor aspect of it. An angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. And in the 30th verse, and the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary." For what? The favor was so terrific and so out of this world, it blew Mary's mind. And so she could not adjust herself to be positioned like God had positioned her. It was a taste of the grape, children. Jesus' birth was a taste of the grape of birthing in the spirit. I'm hearing the Spirit of God says, the spirit world is a favor world.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is God doing for you what you can't do for yourself? Rely on him. Rest in him.
Yes, sir.
Now watch it. Because the main thing I want to show you here, this girl asks all kind of questions. The angel trying to get her settled down. And sometimes God do something for you, you get nervous, you know. Oh, Jesus, how did it happen? What do I have to do? Just be still. No, I'm God. Yes. And the angel told her about the Holy Ghost in the 35th verse. But then the 37th verse. For with God, nothing should be impossible. Huh? That's a favor statement. Now watch what happened in the 38th verse. This is how you're going to have to function with favor. This is how you have to function with it. Look at that voice. That's how you receive favor. You know, see, they're questioning it over now. Stop all that talking. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. In other words, she accepted it. I don't fully understand it.
What?
But I'm trusting now.
Yes.
Now, here's what I want you to record in your note. There's nothing too good for me. That's what came to course. See, now I mean, you can take it a little further. There's nothing too good for me to have. Settle that. Settle that in your heart. And understand that, all right? Now let me quickly go over a few things. I need to go over this about 6 times with you. This is a maturing class, right?
Yes, sir.
And here's what the Spirit of God said to me. I give you maturing in the mystery of God-given favor. There is no power greater than having God's hands of favor on you and you knowing it. See, I know I'm a man of favor. I know God's hands of favor on me, so I expect great things to happen. Yes. All the time. Somebody walk up to me and give me a $20,000 check. I say, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's the Lord. Now, I also told you that God has plenty of favor. He can't run out. So here's the thing, that instead of being competitive about things, there's enough for everybody. So you don't have to have mine, and I don't have to have yours. You got it? Yeah, it's enough for everybody. All right, now. I say to you, God is God has a favor factory. Whatever favor you need at any given time, favor, watch, listen now, come on, you got to hear this.
Yes, sir.
Favor always overpower facts. That's a jumper there, boy. That's a jumper there, because, see, there's some facts tell us we're defeated or we can't go there. But favor comes and says, get back, fact. You don't have nothing to do with this y'all here. Favor overpowers facts. Mary had some facts. She never had a man before. How can this be? But favor, the Holy Ghost is a favor pusher. The Holy Ghost is a favor pusher. The Holy Ghost pushed more favor than all the drug dealers in the world. He just got to find somebody who take it. Next 2 or 3 months, some of y'all going to receive some stuff y'all ain't never seen before. Hey, God, dog. I remember I was in that class. I know what this is. Yeah. I said this to you. This is some of my old notes. I got some new notes, but the Lord, it seemed good to go over some things. Every time fear or favor and fear meet in the street, fear have to bow.
Amen.
You see, because when you know you're operating in favor, you can't fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now let's do this favor, how this favor works. God wants to cover you with his favor and smother your enemy with the same favor. Shouldn't have put the hand on you. This month will be a month of favor. And at the end of this month, we're at the end right now, you're going to smell like favor. People will do things for you. They will not know why they're doing it, but they can't help themselves because you have caught a hold of a revelation. Touch somebody and say, I declare God's hands of favor on you. Prophesy. Every door you couldn't get through will be open the next time. Listen, young man. Favor is a master key that unlock all blessings. Say, I got the key.
I got the key.
Thank you, Lord.
Finish work, favor, and your faith. So you got to have faith.
Yes.
Favor not just going to fall on you.
Yes, sir.
You have to have a revelation that favor belonged to you.
Yes,
sir. I don't think God would be upset if you're dealing with something and you say to him, Lord, work your favor out. I mean, you got a few more things, few things tonight you want to tell that, huh? You can do it, all of it. Just tell it. Say, Lord, show me your favor on this. Lord, give me your favor on this. Lord, work your favor on this. Don't go into no transaction without favor on your mind. Failure cannot stay in the atmosphere of favor.
Amen. Glory.
I wrote, favor remove all opponents. The next time things don't seem to be working out, pause. And push your favor buttons. Now these things I've already said to you, but I'm gonna start doing this because my father in the gospel trained me to go over things and greater things come out sometimes. And so I'm doing a little practicing on you tonight. Frustration is an indicator that you don't understand favor. Frustration and favor can't stay in the same house. Because if you got frustration, you got fake favor.
Come on, Apostle.
Sometime God permits you to be locked in position so he can pour his favor on you that you will not keep working in the flesh trying to make it happen. I've been there. How many of y'all been there? Lord, you leave the prayer room, you go back in the prayer room. You know, just praying, Lord, this got to happen. What about if you get up and say, I got this? I'll get this one, and I got 13 minutes, I'm going to go to some more notes fresh. It's fresh to you now because y'all ain't heard all that. Right, sit down, write this down. If you don't have it, you might have it. It is the failure to recognize, receive, and release favor with your faith that causes dilemmas, delays, detours, destruction, and deception in your Christian walk. You want me to get to you again?
Yes, sir.
It is the failure to recognize, receive, and release favor with your faith that causes dilemmas. Anybody ever had any dilemma in your life? Delays. Anybody ever had any delays? Detour. Anybody ever had any detour? Huh? Destruction and deception in your Christian walk. You've got to keep favor on your mind. You got to keep favor on the line. The line of favor is always, never busy. It's always open to you. Yeah. You got it? Now, turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Let's go a little further with this favor. We'll talk about the benefits of favor, but we have to know how to receive it first. It's already ours, but we have to apply faith because the enemy will try to rob us that it doesn't exist. So there are certain things we have to do to walk in favor. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to give you two more scriptures. I want to wrap it up. Proverbs chapter 3. You getting anything? See, now this is for matured class. It ain't for nobody, no crybaby to my, it ain't working for me. Don't come at me with that. I'm going to slap you. It's just not working. No, you lying. Something you didn't do. Huh? I don't preach non-workable stuff. I preach stuff I'm experiencing. It working for me. God have no respect to a person. Huh? Now notice this in Proverbs 3:1. It set up a criteria for favor, or a criteria that positions you to receive what's already yours. Okay? He says in the first verse, my son. What did he say next? But let thine heart keep my commandment. Now here is where we fail to see. When he said let your heart, he's not talking about your spirit. Let your soul. Now you're talking about your imagination, talking about your conscience, talking about your will, your desire, your memory. So the only way to do that is Romans 12:2. See, I don't want to get in my lesson for tomorrow night, but what happening is the enemy is pushing your soul out of alignment. So your spirit then become grieved because it can't get to your total being what God wants you to have. You don't have a spirit problem. You have a imagination problem, a mind problem, a memory problem. You see, in your soul is your memory. And if you don't renew your soul and renew your mind, all them old memories going to keep coming back up. I tried that, but it didn't work last time. This is not last time. So we got to stop drinking that old wine. My goodness. So my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days, long life, hallelujah, and peace shall they what? Let not mercy, oh, have mercy. Mercy, you see that mercy? Yeah, mercy is God not giving me what I do deserve. Let not mercy and truth, boy, what a combination. Forsake thee. What do with them? Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Look at verse 4. That's where we're taking you to. See, yes, that's where we're taking you to. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Show it to you again. Psalm 5. Psalm 5. Y'all know I preached 6 or 7 sermons in one time, right? Y'all know that, right? Huh? All that material y'all getting, y'all better put that stuff to work. I'm going to come to your house and sack you out. They say, oh, man, that's the pastor at the door. Pick that up, girl. Pastor should have called, man. You probably won't get that visit. I got too much going on. I'll visit you right here. See, somebody said amen. Like, amen, he ain't coming. Oh my goodness. Now what favor that is already ours, can I use this word, Lord? But we got to appropriate it. Because there's an enemy who do not want us to know. the Lord made it easy for us.
Right.
And through ignorance in the church so long, we're always battling. But people who are blessed don't have the battle. There's a law called the law of attraction. The enemy has a law called the law of attack. But those of us who know how to walk in the law of attraction don't have to be concerned about the enemy's law of attack. Because we know how to attract mercy. We know how to attract grace. We know how to attract faith. We know how to attract wisdom. We know how to attract strength. Yes. We know how to attract wisdom. Yes. We know how to attract understanding. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. So here's what my sons and daughters, sisters and brothers, you're going to have to put your favor puzzle up and stop trying to put together what Jesus already had put together for you. Stop trying to figure out how it's going to come out. Call it out. Part of your favor is you have the ability to call things that be not as though they were. You have the ability to be fully persuaded what he has promised. He's also able to perform. Stop listening to that religious stuff, them religious programs. Stop dealing with socialism. This is spiritual. This is divine. This is supernatural. He is risen from the dead. They couldn't hold him down. He's alive. Favor is a kingdom mystery. You hear me what I'm saying? Favor is a kingdom mystery that belongs to you. I got to close, children. Hallelujah. See, that woman hungry, she not see her. Yeah, see, some of y'all should have said that. But I'm not agreeing. I gotta preach tomorrow night, Friday morning, and I hear voices keep hollering, not yet. Not yet, but I appreciate it. All right, now look at this, and we'll close. Wait a minute, I got to get back what I'm getting you. Call, your call to a revelation of favor and how to increasingly receive favor that is already yours to partake of. Remember when Matthew, remember when Proverbs 3, right? Now I just want you to look at Psalm 5, 11 and 12. And we'll close. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Come on, shout. Notice why. Notice the next statement. Because what? Thou defended them. Let them also that love thy name, what? Holla one more time. Now, above all, taking the shield of faith. We read that in Ephesians. But there's another shield that is not talked about much. Whom the Lord has blessed. You can't curse him. You can say what you want. You can't curse somebody. God has blessed, and all of y'all been blessed by the Lord. So it's not only a shield of faith God give you, but God have given you a shield of favor. I just saw that shield in the spirit, and favor gonna stick on you. That, if I can explain it, Lord help me, that shield have divine glue on it. And the favors you need gonna stick to that shield. Because you, from this night forward, you're wearing a shield of favor. Glory to God. I never saw that before. In 47 years, I never saw that that shield of favor got glue on it. Divine glue. That blessing can't get away from you. If you don't pick it up today, you'll pick it up tomorrow. Because it can't leave you. Blessing stuck to you. I'm stuck in blessing. Raise your hand and give God the glory. And above all, the shield of favor. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. Amen.